For Arab reaction to the Saudi initiative, we called three Arab commentators in Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Egypt. We start in Cairo with Mohammed Sid Ahmed, columnist for the newspaper Al Ahram. He says the Saudi plan warrants cautious optimism.
I think there are elements that are new and that are interesting. As to whether these elements are sufficient to make a breakthrough, that's another question. But what is positive is at least two things, I think. For the first time, we are defining beforehand the ultimate goals. The main issue with Oslo and its failure was precisely that it was left open. The final goals were left open. But here we are beginning by the ultimate goals, and then we are adapting the steps towards the ultimate goals to these ultimate goals. So I think this is progress. The second very important element is that the balance of power is improved if the Arabs prove able to stand together on a common stand towards the Palestinian problem.
There are only so many solutions to the Arab-Israeli dispute. That is, the border can, as there have been maps for years and years that people have looked at. Is what's important here what's being said, or who is saying it in the person of the Saudi Crown Prince?
I think the most important thing here is establishing principles. Beforehand, we did not know what, when we were talking of 242, land for peace, we did not know what land meant, nor what peace meant. Here, both words are defined quite clearly. Peace means normalization of relations with the whole Arab world involved, and land means the lines of the 4th of June, 1967. Now, the problem is that the situation has been so disastrous between Israel and Palestine that hatred is such that it's very difficult to imagine the possibility of passing to a situation of normalization out of the present situation without problems. So that is probably the main weak point.
How different do you believe the Saudi plan is from what was on the table at Camp David between President Clinton, Ehud Barak, and Yasser Arafat?
One main issue is that the debate in Camp David was between three parties, not including any of the other Arab parties. Here, the responsibility is distributed and all are getting involved. Saudi Arabia is offering the involvement of the 22 Arab states as a party to the game and as a guarantor of the results. So that's a very big difference.
Mohammed Sid Ahmed, thank you very much for talking with us. Mohammed Sid Ahmed is a columnist for the Egyptian newspaper Al Ahram. He spoke to us from Cairo. Now to Syria, where the presidential palace has just released a statement supporting the Saudi proposals. Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, was in Saudi Arabia today to meet with Crown Prince Abdullah. And today, officials in Damascus confirm that the two men's views on the Middle East are identical. That may be so, but many ordinary Syrians would like to see a few more details of the plan before making up their minds. So says Ibrahim Hamidi, Damascus bureau chief for the London-based Arabic newspaper Al Hayat.
The Syrians are interested of what the Saudis are doing, but they believe it's not initiative yet. It's just some ideas, because initiative should be announced in like an Arab League meeting or after consultation among the Arab countries. But the Syrians, I think, want to add some ideas for this initiative before it's been announced officially in the Arab summit. For example, in what was written in the New York Times by Thomas Friedman did not mention at all the right for return to the Palestinians. I think the Syrians are really interested and they want to add such position.
The message from Camp David when Barak, Arafat, and Clinton were negotiating seemed to be that acknowledging a universal right of return for Palestinian refugees from 1948 would, for the Israelis, be a complete deal-breaker, but withdrawal from, as they would see it, nearly all of the settlements would not be a deal-breaker. Is there any realistic hope here for the Saudi proposals leading to an actual peace agreement?
Basically, I think most of it relies on the American reaction. If the Americans are really serious to take this, to work on it, with the Arab important players like Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Syria, and to formulate it into like official initiative, I think it would work. Yes, it would.
You know, Mohammed Sid Ahmed, the Egyptian columnist we spoke with a moment ago, found it very significant and different here that at least possibly all of the Arab nations would join in an offer of normalization with Israel, and that's what's different here. Does it strike Syrians the same way? Does it strike you the same way?
Yes, I mean, like, to have it from Saudi Arabia is significant. You know, Saudi Arabia is one of the biggest Islamic country. It's very important for the whole Islamic world. But the Israelis have to take it. I mean, it's like tango. I mean, it cannot go by itself. The Israelis should react to it positively.
Mr. Hamidi, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Ibrahim Hamidi spoke to us from Damascus, where he is bureau chief for the London-based Arabic daily Al Hayat. Well, now to Saudi Arabia and Riyadh, where Khaled Al-Maina is editor-in-chief of Arab News. Mr. Al-Maina, in Saudi Arabia, beyond the immediate circle of the Crown Prince, is there much support for these Saudi proposals?
Yes, there's a lot of support at all levels, because this is the first sign of hope, this initiative that has come from Saudi Arabia. It is important for two reasons. One, it comes from the heart of the Muslim world. Secondly, it is given by no less than Abdullah bin Abdulaziz, a man known for his nationalistic views, yet he's a man who is concerned about what's going on around. We have talked to a lot of people, teachers, students, and all of these people have expressed satisfaction and hope and pray that the coming few weeks will see some breakthrough.
Things are now so bad between Israelis and Palestinians that one could look at just about any peace proposal and say it's hypothetical. But if there were a change of heart and a change of policy in Israel, and if the Palestinians got a state and it met the requirements of the Saudi plan, would the religious authorities in Saudi Arabia actually accept normalized relations with a Jewish state existing within the 1967 boundaries, roughly?
If I take you back to 1948, I mean, the Jews were living in the Arab world side by side. My grandfather used to do business with a lot of Jewish people. There was no difference. I think with the creation of Israel, with the political conflicts, I think that created enmity, that created distrust and suspicion. But I think once you erase these fertile ground that breathes all this and things go back to normal, I don't see any reason why people should not accept people on the basis of goodwill and trust. And that goes for the majority of the people.
Mr. Al-Maina, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks a lot.
Khaled Al-Maina is editor of the English language Arab News, which is published in Saudi Arabia. He spoke to us from Riyadh. Thank you.